Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
about it, y'all. Think about it long and hard. And don't just sit there on your butts doing nothing with yourselves.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace. Destiny, coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Friday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio and our show, Healing Through Prayer, with Corrine Walson. Corrine, take it away.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to you, and I hope you all had a really great week. Really enjoyed last Friday's show on the resurrection, and I hope you did too. I'm also hoping that the thoughts and ideas that I'm sharing with you are practical and that you are able to use them in your day-to-day life. It's not enough that you listen and go, that's interesting, but what does it have to do with me? I'm really hoping that you're using these every day in your everyday life, and that you're actually beginning to see results as you govern your thought life. I figured this week I would talk about a lesson that I've entitled Choose Wisely, and it's going to be another tool that you can use every day, all the time. My favorite ride at Disneyland is Indiana Jones, and I'm hoping that most people who are listening have been to either Walt Disney World or Disneyland in Anaheim, California. The reason I love it so much is because of all the work they put into the entire ride, not just the ride itself, but as you walk up to the ride and after the ride as you walk out. It looks like an underground temple and the ruins, and it's just really elaborate. And on the way out, there's a sign overhead, and if you're not looking, you're likely to miss it, but it reads, "Rewards come to those who choose wisely." Isn't that the truth? I myself have made, unfortunately, many poor decisions that have continued to haunt me to this day. I made those decisions without consulting what God would have me do, and I completely left him out of the decision-making process, and I have reaped what I have sowed, and that's what happens. We do. We reap what we sow. The first commandment instructs us not to have any other gods before God. Does that just mean not to pray to a golden image of another god? No, it means not to have any life but the one God gave you. It means not to acknowledge any power other than God. It means not to obey any instruction other than the one that God gives us. And it ultimately means to acknowledge him in all thy ways. Well, what are these other gods that we tend to follow or obey and adore instead of or before God? Well, how about ourselves? The belief that we know better, or that God doesn't understand, or that maybe God's too busy to care about my situation, so, you know, I'll just handle it myself. I'll use my own best judgment. How about others? When we ask for advice from friends or coworkers or spouses, instead of first asking what God has to say about the situation, aren't we putting them ahead of God? What about when we're hurting and we reach out for anything other than God to soothe the pain? Isn't alcohol, drugs, smoking, pornography, work, sex, shopping, the computer or TV, eating, gambling, and on, all forms of gods when they control us and our behavior? Anything that would cause us to turn from God and seek it first is a violation of this first commandment. It's a big undertaking when the world all around us begs for our attention. You know, our money, our very lives, it's everything screaming at us. Well, God is omnipresent, meaning he fills all space. But he's not up in your face with a bullhorn saying, ahem, may I have your attention, please? No, in this experience, we have free will. We have the freedom to choose whom or what we will serve. But as Indiana Jones will tell you, there are rewards to those who choose wisely. And the reverse is true. There are consequences to those who choose poorly. The result of trust in the world, in matter, in the false laws that this world would attempt to barricade you in by, they bring misery, sin, disease, death. It is ultimately up to you who and what you will serve. At Matthew 6:24, Jesus taught us that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which means money or material wealth, as used in that scripture. In the Bible, there are many references to the word house or dwelling. And the spiritual interpretation of these terms is your consciousness or understanding. So home is your thought life. And Jesus said at Matthew 12:25 that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. If your thoughts are divided equally, where you serve both God and the world, they basically cancel each other out. The days that you would make progress with God would be erased when you choose to serve the world and its rules and obligations. You basically never get anywhere. But you need to decide where you stand. In Joshua, we read, choose this day whom ye will serve. As you choose wisely, put all your effort and energy into that decision. In Corinthians, we read, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, that was Paul encouraging the believers. He knew that it would be difficult not to get sucked back into what the unbelievers were preaching, especially after Jesus had ascended, or giving into the pressure to serve other gods. And the same goes for us. I've got something to add to all of this, which will make the struggle with the material world a bit easier. As the world is constantly screaming at us to get our attention and focus away from God, it's important to keep this in mind. Anything that God did not create is unreal. all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's John 1:3. Well, God is good, and God is love. So what does love create? What does good do? What does intelligence think about? It creates what it is. Its creation consists of what the source is. If it's lovely, if it's pure, if it's good, eternal, if it's true, it's from God. So what is it that would draw us away from focusing on only what God created or what God knows is true about his creation? We spend a great deal of time on this. It's that serpent, the evil one, the father of lies, and it's nothing more than the suggestion that there can be more than one intelligence, or that matter is intelligent, and that there are places and conditions that exist that God didn't make or is not present in. But we know that this isn't true because God is the only power, the only creator, and he does fill all space. So we can be deceived when we rely upon or accept what the five physical material senses tell us. I think I may have mentioned this visualization once before, but it really helps me to understand this concept and the importance of not being impressed by the world around me. I want you to imagine for a second that you're standing in a hallway and that this hallway is lined with doors, and at the end of the hallway is brilliant white light. This light represents God, and the hallway is your relationship with him. And in this hallway, you receive all that you need, and you're at perfect peace. You simply are coexisting with God, and you are sustained by love itself. And all you're required to do is to stay focused straight ahead and move toward the light. But then all of a sudden, a door swings wide open to your right, and at the door, someone you know yelling and motioning for you to come inside. So you step into a small room where a movie is playing on the screen. It's depicting accidents and natural disasters. And the person you know is commenting about how horrible it is, how sad it is, and describing in detail all the misery it has brought and will certainly continue to bring. Then comes the crucial decision on your part. Will you become impressed by it? How long will you stay in the room? Will you commiserate with the person and begin to discuss the issues also? How much power will you give it? Unfortunately, there are those who will spend their lives in a room such as this. Let's say you recognize that you've been lured from the hallway and you want to get back to what's true and important, your one-on-one relationship with God, and keeping your focus only on what God conveys to you. So you're walking along, and another door to your left swings wide open, and you catch a glimpse of a newscast covering your town and how an epidemic is sweeping your neighborhood, causing everyone to become sick. Your first impulse is to run in and find out all about it so you can protect yourself and family. Do you go in? Do you follow that impulse to become mesmerized, hypnotized into believing that there is a creator, a power opposed to God that has control over you? You can go right in, put your feet up, stay a while. The serpent would have you stay until you've bought the whole sales pitch, hook, line, and sinker, and have succumbed to the so-called illness that you're being sold. Or you can go back into the hallway and continue on until you find a distraction more to your liking. Perhaps you find your spouse or loved one doing something that could jeopardize your relationship. Or perhaps you see a scheme where you could make fast money, but it would compromise your ethics. The serpent knows which doors to throw open and what movies would most likely persuade you to watch. As long as you're not in the hallway with God, you've completely taken your focus off him and you're in a trance. Like I said, people can spend their entire lives in these rooms. They become disoriented to the point they can't find the door. Others may be in the room and try to convince you to stay with them. Your leaving might feel like a threat to them and they will pull you back in. But you see, they are only movie screens. There is nothing to them in reality. You give them the power they have over you by how long you stay. You determine how long. You have the freedom and the intelligence to choose to come out and turn your gaze and focus back onto God and his power. Let me share with you what Mary Baker Eddy says in Science and Health with key to the scriptures about this. human sense may well marvel at discord, while to a diviner sense, harmony is the real and discord the unreal. We may well be astonished at sin, sickness, and death. We may well be perplexed at human fear, and still more astounded at hatred, which lifts its hydra head, showing its horns in the many inventions of evil. But why should we stand aghast at nothingness? As you learn that only what God created is real, and that discord of any kind is unreal, you mask a tendency to become impressed by error. At the very moment you would reach for the handle of the hallway door to enter in, you stop yourself, and you more readily detect when you're about to be duped into believing in a source or power opposed to God. In fact, just today I heard Marianne Williamson say on Oprah Radio that we can learn to flex and develop our spiritual muscle just like we would our physical muscles. Turning away from hatred and fear and focusing on God or love, and as you do this, it becomes easier the next time that you're tempted. And staying in the hallway, keeping that relationship with God intact, ensures that you are protected and governed by God, that you are progressing, that you stand with truth. You are also plugged in, so to speak. You are assured of his power and of victory when you put all your faith in him. Let's take a quick break before I go into a Bible story for station identification. We'll be right back.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner at this station via sponsorship, monetary gift, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
There is an amazing story in the Bible. I've always enjoyed it. It's 1 Samuel 17 about a giant and a boy. And if you haven't read it yet, I will share it with you now. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set battle in array? Am not I a Philistine? And ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after them and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. David said moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose, and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone, and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. This very large man was considered a giant next to the boy David. And this great man was very experienced in combat from his youth. He paraded around in front of the Israelites for 40 days, taunting them, making them greatly afraid based upon his large stature and his ability to fight. The Israelites went into the room off of the hallway and stayed put, didn't they? They marveled at this man's muscles and stature and history. They were so fixated that they completely forgot about God and his power. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. But the boy David offered to go, and when he was told that he couldn't because of his opponent's size and ability, David reminded King Saul that God had already delivered him out of the paw of the lion and the bear, and that the same God would deliver him from Goliath. He took very meager weapons compared to those of Goliath and declared to the giant the power of the Lord and that the victory was already his. And based upon this boy's steadfast faith in God, he not only went to meet his impressive opponent, it says he hasted, he ran to him, and he slung a stone into the giant's forehead and took him down, delivering the Israelites from the hand of the Philistines. David refused to be impressed. He never took his focus off God, and he proclaimed the victory through God and ran forward to meet his opponent. He didn't shy away. He knew, without a doubt, that God was his ability, that with God, all things are possible, that God would deliver him. He remained steadfast and unmovable. I had my own kind of Goliath and David account or experience. My first jury trial, as I worked for a company, I was so afraid. I knew that the matter was actually going to go to trial, and I'd never handled a jury trial before. And the opposing counsel was a man. He was much older than I was, and he'd had plenty of trial experience. And he gave me a lowball settlement offer, and I told him, no, that we were going to take it to trial. And he kind of laughed at me and he said I was foolish not to settle with this client and that I was surely going to lose at trial. And I went home and I lost sleep over it and I was nervous and I was worried about my job. But even though I was afraid, I've had this background now for some time and I just knew that I had to consciously give the entire matter over to God, to take necessary human steps to actually prepare, but that I could rely on God to deliver my client. I believed in my client, and I felt that my client hadn't received justice and that going to trial was the right thing to do. I believed that it was in the right and that God would surely open the way. And you know what? I won. I wasn't sure how it was going to happen, but the arguments just kind of came to me in the early morning hours on the days that I had prepared. And during the trial, I just saw each jury member as a child of God who wants to do right and knows right. And I found that they took to me and they took to my client and they found in favor of my client. And it was such a great day taking down Goliath, opposing counsel. It was an important lesson to me not to become impressed by the world's standards, but to cling tightly, steadfast, unmovable to God, and know that he delivers those who believe in him to those who choose wisely. We know from the Bible that following the commandments, loving the Lord with all thy heart, mind, and strength, loving your neighbor as yourself, and forgiving your enemies, these all ignite the promises in the Bible. It brings great blessings, protection, supply, life, health, and joy, prosperity, and on, all those promises throughout the Bible. We also know that the serpent only wants your ultimate destruction, to have you a slave to matter and material passions and appetites. It wants your focus off God and onto anything, anyone else. When we listen to the serpent and focus on the illusion of a life apart from God, we only experience misery, sadness, confusion, loss, depression, sickness, sin, and death. Since we know this, you'd think that the choice would be easy, right? So why aren't we all out there just living the life that the Master taught us to live? Because we become deceived. We get caught up in the human picture of things. We believe the lies and we lose our way as we step out of the hallway into one of the rooms that appear to be so mesmerizing and spellbinding. Well, how do we solve the seeming problem? By acknowledging that there is but one source of intelligence, God, that as his reflection, we possess only this intelligence, and that we know naturally what is real from the unreal. At 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, we read, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This truth is a sure defense against the serpent's sales pitch. Holding to this truth, claiming it for yourself and all those you come into contact, it brings about amazing results. You will spot a trap a mile away. You will recognize when you or somebody else is simply mesmerized, and you yourself can gently lead them out of the room and back into the hallway. Mind, or God, wisdom itself, is yours. God's mind is your mind. There's one intelligence, and you reflect that. And because you reflect it perfectly, you cannot be duped. You cannot be mesmerized. You cannot be hypnotized. That intelligence is your intelligence. God isn't confused and duped, and neither is his child. Your human consciousness is the gateway to your experience. Knowing who and what you are as a child of God is the key to experiencing these truths. Claim your rich inheritance by holding this truth always before you, and you will find that you are in the hallway more and more and sidetracked less and less. So here is your new tool for the week to implement, to stay consciously in connection with God and keep your mind focused on him, to claim that you cannot be sidetracked or disillusioned or confused because you do have the intelligence and mind that is God, which is perfect and cannot be hypnotized, and watch how you are less likely and more alert to the serpent's lies, and that you won't go into the dream or get, you're not attracted to going into the room off of the hallway. You'll be wiser and you'll spot it more clearly. At any rate, I hope each one of you have a wonderful week, and remember that choosing wisely brings great rewards. See you next week. Bye now.
Soul Sister Radio.
What you make it. If you see an opportunity, ya know you better take it. And don't you mistake it. And don't you fake it. No, the golden rule, don't you break it. See, life can be a fantasy or a reality. It's just a state of your mentality. Don't lose your soul to vanity. It's insanity. Come show some love for humanity. My name is Fatambanda. Yeah. And this is my opinion. Life is like the Matrix. You've got to free up your mind and get back to basics. Genealogy and your psychology, and no man can erase it. There's a natural mystic blowing in the air, yeah. Science cannot trace it, but I can feel it, hear it, see it, smell it. I can even taste it. My name is Fatambanda. Yeah.
your love is like a rainbow, covering the spectrum of life. Ultraviolet rays of love help us through our troubles and strife. Invisible showers, yeah, rain down and touch us each day. I feel it in my heart and soul, and I know it's true when I say love. Around me, all over this world I see, yeah, the rich man's glory, surrounded by the poor man's poverty. Well, it's the same old story, yeah, but there's gotta be a change somewhere. See, I believe in the prophecy that the meek shall inherit this world someday. Love will carry us. Yes, you can have all the diamonds and the pearls if you ain't got your love.
Don't mean nothing.
Some say it's all about the Benjamins, the most bling bling and material things. But people everywhere, let me tell you something, if you ain't got your love,
don't mean nothing.
So don't let the system get you down.
Oh, no.
Set your foundation on a higher ground. Remember, Jah is there with you, guiding you through. I know it's true that love will carry us through.
Jah love will carry us through.
Through the rain and the storm, we go on and on and on.
Love will carry us through.
Jah love will carry us
through.
No matter how intense they are, do
Jah love will carry.
God's children, so many people in the world need us.
Radio.
I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, "Save your soul." Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word, it's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh, out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't want to be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, "Save your soul." I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, "Save your soul." A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto. Where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow. But what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down. Right down, with my face in the ground. Two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone. A voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be. If I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before. Believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow if you will be my bow. And anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated. To the border, I decided to chat the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize. Any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites sabotage their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die. But only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God is sent to guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the Advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
I was a dead man out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. It's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all. How it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't want to be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. My mind got blown. didn't want to be told things were looking up, and I was on a roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went, I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. My life was like a movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto. Where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow. But what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down. Right down, with my face in the ground. Two hands bound to a siren sound. None of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated. To the border, I decided to chat the mic, but my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio. Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.